Today is the official kickoff of the Local First Rural Policy Forum. Part of the mission is focusing on working with rural businesses to help them develop new strategies. On Tuesday's show, I spoke with Kimber Lanning, Executive Director of the Local First Arizona Foundation, about the big picture around rural business in the state. She said it's important for towns to carve their own unique niche.
I believe that each of our rural communities has the ability to build that self-reliance. They're going to do it in very different ways. But I do think if there's a clear understanding of what economic leakage means, and there's access to capital and some strategy in place for youth retention, and the final thing is broadband, if we can put all of that into a stew, there's not a single place that won't be successful.
Among the towns and cities sending representatives to the forum is Clarkdale. Jody Filardo is the town's Community and Economic Development Director. I spoke to her earlier and asked about the unique challenges Clarkdale faces.
One of the big challenges we have in Clarkdale is simply resources, funding of all sorts, and particularly after the Great Recession, where we all went through large sweeps down in Phoenix. We've all had to figure out what to do next and how to move forward in light of diminishing resources.
Ultimately, whatever industry, whatever appeal, whatever uniqueness that Clarkdale has to have, how important is that self-reliance, that the people who live there, live nearby, want to be involved with Clarkdale as opposed to relying on other counties, for example?
I think one of the great things about Clarkdale is that we are a community of engaged citizens. People move to Clarkdale because it's beautiful and the environment is lovely and we get to know our neighbors here because it is a small town. So what we find with that kind of an attitude with people moving here and those folks who've lived here for generation on generation is that we come to count on each other. We turn to each other when we need help, need ideas, need contacts, references, or any of those sorts of things.
How often do you and the business community meet, and how formal or informal is it?
It is very informal. We meet once a month, and we have a very unique thing happening here in Clarkdale, a unique organization. A couple of business owners decided about 3 years ago that they wanted to work together to the betterment of everyone. And so they decided to put together a small group of volunteers called the Clarkdale Downtown Business Alliance. They started deciding how to go about this and thought, well, let's call everyone together on the first Tuesday of every month. So first Tuesday of every month at 5 o'clock, there's a meeting at one of our bars on Main Street. And to join in, all you have to do is come, buy your own drink, volunteer, and show up. So what we've found from that group is we have come together and put on all kinds of events to promote Clarkdale. And from those proceeds, we've reinvested that money back into the community to promote all of Clarkdale, not just one single business.
It's such a competitive environment. So how important is it for Clarkdale, for example, to be unique and to emphasize that uniqueness rather than sort of try to be good at a lot of things, be great at a couple of things?
I think we try to strike a balance. Clarkdale being very small and one of five municipalities in the Verde Valley, we understand the importance of regional collaboration. That said, as time has gone on and we've all worked together across the Verde Valley, we understand that each one of us has unique offerings. For example, Clarkdale has more attractions than any other city and town in the Verde Valley. Each community has figured out what we can bring to the table. And then we work together to tell the story of the Verde Valley.
We're talking to you specifically because of the Local First Rural Policy Forum. I wonder if you could tell me about a little bit about a past experience you've had there or why you think this sort of forum is especially great for different towns and cities across Arizona to get together and share ideas.
I've gone to many of them. And the reason why not only I go, but several of my business owners also go, is we find that other communities across Arizona are struggling with many of the same issues. There are always some little tidbits or tricks and techniques that I learn from folks either in casual conversation between sessions or in the formal sessions when people from varied backgrounds are making presentations. At one broadband presentation, a member from the Gila Indian Nation presented that, in fact, when they were putting in empty conduit for their broadband implementation, they put in multiple runs of empty conduit because he said, you know, people don't think much about this, but broadband vendors don't like to share conduit because they don't want to be impacted by someone else's potential problem. So that was a little technique that helped us as we were facing putting new conduit in the ground to supplement and assist our broadband deployment up here in the Verde Valley. Who would have thought that the Gila River Indian Nation could have helped little bitty Clarkdale, but it did.
Jody Filardo is Clarkdale's Community and Economic Development Director. The Local First Rural Policy Forum runs through Friday.